Today's episode is brought to you by our Patreon premium subscribers, Madonna Hines and Christy Dougherty.
Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender, and joining me as always is the wonderful and huggable and biscuit master of the podcast world. It's Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Brooks Bachelor Podcast and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks. What's up, Ronnie?
What's up, Ben?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out here with Instagram Live on. Hi, everyone on Instagram Live. Hi.
They're sending hearts.
And if they're not, they're going to start sending them right now because I command them to.
I love a heart.
If you missed yesterday's episode, we started up an Instagram account, and we are already closing in on 1,000 followers in, 3 days, which is pretty cool. So thanks everyone who's following us on Instagram already. And today, I don't think we have anything to plug. I think today we're getting into it. It's Vanderpump Rules Day, which is one of our favorite days of the week.
Oh, I love me some Vanderpump Rules, man. Katie makes me feel like such a well-adjusted, mature human being. asshole.
So one of our podcast friends, the Sexy Unique Podcast, I don't know if you saw this, but they also have an Instagram account. And Katie got drunk over the weekend and started leaving nasty comments all over their Instagram feed. And it's hilarious. She's like,
What was she saying?
Things like, I thought we were cool, but I guess not. Like, shit, like, you know, like the typical Katie sort of things. Mm-hmm. Or, wow, I didn't realize this is the part where you're obnoxious to me. Or some, you know, stuff like that. I would look it up, but I have this Instagram Live thing on. So, but it's just classic Katie.
I would
Katie.
Look it up, but Katie's a dick. So yeah. I'm not even going to give her that pleasure.
Yeah, there's no need to do an exact quote because we can all imagine what she would write, and that's what she wrote.
God. Yeah, I thought we were cool, but like, I also think that like when someone like does something that hurts someone's feelings, that they should like apologize. I'm not one of those people to make it all about me, but like it is. So
I'm like, you know, like you're posting this stuff on Instagram and I'm like such a nice person. And like, I don't know, like, why would you do that? Cause I'm like so nice. And like, I care about Sassy and like, I don't know, like why, but like you can do what you want to write. You can do what you want on Instagram, but like have some loyalty. Like, I don't get it.
Have some loyalty. Katie's a dick, okay? What a dick. All right, so let's get right into this. Katie, mm-hmm. sitting at home with Tom number two, who at this point, I'm starting to get why they call him number two. Tom, you're basically just a pile of shit there, standing there letting a fly crawl all over you, barfing all over you, and eating you up a little tiny piece at a time until you're all dried up and useless. You just crumble under someone's foot.
What is your point?
I mean, what is your point, Tom? Like, what are you doing? What are you even doing with your life?
He is just a passive person in his own life. And I also want to point out something else. We have incorrectly been saying all season that Katie and Tom have like a chalkboard up that says Bubba all over it. They don't have a chalkboard. It's spray paint. Did you notice that?
Oh, God.
They graffitied Bubba on like a giant piece of tarp or not tarp, canvas, and then they put it up as if it's like street art. It's like
seeing this, like, wow, that's really great. Like your printed canvas is spray paint. Mine is myself.
That's like Banksy. Hi, Banksy. And they're like, no, it's not like a bank. Like, we're not corporate like that.
You guys, good luck with that bank thing, because it's going to charge you like $5 every time you try and get cash. So.
Is that like a Keith Haring? Oh my God, like, why would you call it a fish?
Oh, Sheena.
As if Sheena would know who Keith Haring is.
So this is, I know, I was like, wow, Sheena really got educated.
I know, Sheena.
Now and last week.
I know two things, Prime Cocktails and Keith Haring.
What does everybody Keith Haring draw look like Shay?
Why are they always dancing? Are they my backup dancers?
So Katie has gotten her $18.50 invitations delivered, but unfortunately they don't
Jesus, Ronnie, I'm already mad. You don't even have a finish. You will finish the sentence, but you don't even have to, because I'm already mad, because I know what you're going to say.
They don't have like an RSVP line, so they're not going to know who comes to their wedding. So and I guess they made like little RSVP cards.
They're so stupid. I know that you're supposed to, with wedding invitations, obviously you put a line to say so he can respond. But also you're supposed to number them too, so that way you know which ones have or have not come back in yet. And they just did nothing. Instead, what they did was they spent $18.50 on a piece of paper with shitty ass asymmetrical font that looks make Zap Chancery look stately, and they didn't put a single line for people to put their names in. I mean, it just makes me furious. But that with the tea towels, I mean, I can't.
And someone wrote on their little card, someone put a penis as a yes. And Tom number two is like, I can tell that that's, you know, Tom, because that's how he likes his penises. And I like, you know, I like my penises like with a longer shaft, bigger with a longer shaft.
By the way, someone on Instagram, I believe it's Kate the Great, just said, I have to know how Keith Haring entered this conversation. Oh, if only you knew.
I just love how this whole episode, the guys are all about how gay they are. Like, the dick suckery is strong on this show. And they act like they're being funny, like, straight. They're like, ha-ha, straight guys. No.
Yeah.
You're gayer than most of the gay guys I know.
They are fully like gayer than all our
These guys
friends.
Are gayer than me. They probably get more blowjobs than I do.
Yeah. From guys. Absolutely. Absolutely. They're definitely like the gayest people on Bravo right now.
And I don't say that judgmentally. I say it jealously. Because I look at them and I'm like, they all got their dick sucked by a dude today.
I mean, first of all, they have the bodies of gay men. That's for sure. They are into fashion more than most gay men. And they are always at gay pride. So... Very gay.
Jax is more like
he's
like
Silver Lake.
Palm Springs gay, you know, like where like the skin tarp over his bumpy face. Have you noticed that Jax is getting all these knots and weird bumps all over his face? What is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's whatever demon is inside of him is about to crawl out.
It's like the Sunglass Hut demon. It's like, I need glasses.
I think someone fed him after midnight.
So Kristen comes over to this lovely happy abode.
Seriously?
And Tom's like, give me the dirty deets of what happened at the gig. And she's like, I was just there like to eat popcorn and watch fireworks. So
shut up. Shut up, Kristen. That's all I can say to that. Just shut up.
I think Kristen just heard that saying, like, oh my God, pop the popcorn. Because that's all she says now. She's pop me some popcorn. Like, wow, welcome to, like, Facebook mom posts from 9 years ago. Stupid Kristen.
So, I'm just imagining her tumbling out of the Uber in front of the Redbury Hotel. I'm here. This is my stop. Bum, 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 bum.
I know someone in residency. So Tom asked for the deets, and Katie's like, Sheena texted me, telling me what was going on, and I was like, but, like, why? Like, why are you even texting me? And I'm thinking she's going to say, like, why would I even care about James? That's none of my business. Like, you guys get a life. But instead, she's like, why would you text me? Like, with Sheena and Ariana being friends again, it's like she's distancing herself. I'm like, okay.
Oh, God, Katie. Okay.
So you don't want to focus on the person we're all focusing on being mean to right now. You're going to have to, like, be focusing on somebody else. Like, get your game straight, Katie.
It was such a tenuous pull for attention on her. Like the way she built it, she made herself seem like a victim, because then she also was saying how Sheena was upset at her because Katie wasn't more interested in Sheena's story about what happened to James. Mm-hmm. And that's so now Katie's like, I don't know why she'd be upset with me, that I didn't really care that much. I mean, and then she turns it into that the reason why she didn't care is because Sheena and Ariana are hanging out. I'm like, you are so stupid.
Yeah,
like, honestly, really just like eat some more iceberg lettuce and be quiet right now.
And then she turns to Tom and she's like, well, I hope Ariana can get her shit figured out too, because like there are people in this wedding party who need to start falling in line. First Sheena and then Ariana. And shut up. Your day is so stupid. And you know what? I'm so glad you're going into such huge debt for your stupid fucking day with a man who can barely tolerate you and already doesn't fuck you. Because you're going to be in debt forever for this. And no one even wanted to be there in the first place. You dumb bitch.
On your Wednesday wedding.
Yeah. Hump day. You ain't even getting laid.
I just like that Katie wants Ariana to apologize to Stassi when Stassi was being a bitch to Ariana first. Stassi was the one who was tried to confront Ariana at the wedding shower. She's the one who created the drama, and it was about Lala of all people, you know. But Katie wants Ariana to apologize to Stassi because Ariana hurt Stassi's feelings. Come on, Stassi is the queen of hurting people's feelings, and we say that knowing that Stassi might very well be listening to us right now, and it's very scary. I'm scared right now as I talk.
Yeah, but Katie doesn't even care. She doesn't even care about Stassi. She's using this as a fight with Tom. Like, if Tom really loves her, then he'll get Ariana out of her party. Yeah. You know? It's like she's trying to do all these things to make Tom prove that he loves her. Tom is telling you about just how much he loves you. He's protecting himself in case he ever makes more than $5 a week so that you can't get any of it. He's complaining every step of the way. You had to force him to get a discount ring out of someone's bedroom last season, like downtown. I mean, what more does the man have to do to prove exactly how much he loves you? He does not love you very much, okay, you old slag. You're like some roommate that just happened to need to give a blowjob when he was around, and he got stuck with you because he's too lazy. It's like that person you know with a terrible job who will never quit because they're too lazy to go on the damn LinkedIn.
It's like she's told Tom that she's carrying his baby, and now it's like 5 years later, and she still hasn't given birth yet, and he keeps waiting. But she's really, with this whole argument, Katie is killing three birds with one stone. She is killing the bird of testing Tom's devotion to her. She is killing the bird of proving her loyalty to Stassi. And she's killing the bird of, once again, trying to create some sort of hate campaign against Lala. But unfortunately, these three birds, no one really cares about. It's like she just killed a bunch of, like, starlings. No one cares about starlings. Yeah.
And she can't aim. Her aim is terrible.
She can't aim.
It's like
aim
notoriously
either.
Terrible.
You know what she did? She killed peeps. They're not even real birds.
And if she just left peeps on the front seat of her car and they melted. Darn it.
They melted. And she dipped her iceberg lettuce in the melted peeps.
I've hurt peeps and I didn't even get to eat them. That's stupid. So at Sir, Jax, Ariana, and Sheena are talking at the bar about modeling because Tom is getting back.
I'm getting back into modeling, yo.
Yeah, Tom is. I actually feel a little bad for Tom Sandoval this episode. He is sort of like the lost causedness of his life is coming into focus, you know?
Yeah.
It's that thing when there's a thing in L.A., When you first get here, you don't really know what you're doing. So you say like, yeah, I want to be a writer, but I'd also like to dabble in acting and like, I don't know, maybe directing. And I don't know, like this guy said I could be a model. So I was thinking about doing some modeling and I was working on some carpentry on the side. And like, that's what people in LA do. They are doing like 10 things all at once. Okay. When they first get here. But after you've been here for a while, if you've been here after like, I would say, to be generous, I'd say 10 years, but really it's after like 5 or 6 years. If you're still doing the multi-hyphenate, but nothing really, nothing in one area, like, well, I'm a musician, but I'm also going to be a model, but I'm also going to be acting this in the Riven, you know,
well,
it starts to get sad.
Especially with modeling, because at least with acting, you can, you know, maybe you're just an old person and they happen to need an old person who looks like Clea DuVall. Like, maybe, you know, that could happen. But modeling, I just don't see that happening.
Yeah.
It's like an old guy with like highlights in his girl hair.
I think he could model. I mean, I think he would do like, you know, like catalog stuff, you know.
I think he would do stuff like where he's bent over a couch, like spreading his butt cheeks, and there's like a baseball bat nearby. It's like a baseball theme, like porn or something, you know.
I could see him modeling for something that would be on sale at Oz, you know, AHHS, you know that store?
No.
Really? It's on Sunset. You go in there. It's kind of like a low rent version of Spencer's.
Oh God. It's like Spencer's isn't low rent enough already.
It's like you can get like glasses that have the eyeballs that come bouncing out of them, but you can also get a Wii. It makes no sense.
Well, he's very cute. I just modeling. You know, it's like I went to the grocery store today because I was out of milk, but I had Bueller, so I couldn't go into the Whole Foods, so I had to get it from the liquor store. And I got it, and it said it's expired on February 10th. And I'm like, this is so Tom's modeling. It's like, you have 3 days.
I know. Then at the same time, I also felt bad with him because he's essentially saying, listen, I want to make a name for myself. Otherwise, I could just be bartending over in St. Louis. And then I thought, what a strange – it's so strange because – he's acting as if he hasn't made a name for himself, and yet he is a celebrity. You know, he's Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules. So
yeah, but there's all this stuff in the news this week. In the news, I saw this on
CNN.
In
the fake news.
About Tom getting sued by his management company because he went with a different management company, and it was showing how much he made, and he only made $15,000 for his entire first season of.
Wow.
Vanderpump Rules. And I think the next season he made probably like $5 more. And then after that, he got a better manager. But now he's being sued by them and he lost, actually. So he owes them all this money and he's, appealing, which he's going to lose. I mean, he signed a contract, so he's probably going to lose. Yeah. But
time to get on the pole.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Like, he could do that. I could see him up there being like,
he could.
Look, I'm winking. I'm winking at you. Yeah, bro.
He should be a go-go dancer, like, next door. You know, because, by the way, Pump never lived up to, you know, our aspirations that it would be some seedy, sexy gay bar. You know, a gay bar called Pump in the middle of West Hollywood, and there's not a go-go dancer in sight. And so it's just planters and rosé and waiters in pink shirts with loose ties on. That's just not – that does not live up to the name Pump. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and tourists and Persians.
Yeah.
And occasionally, yes.
And Chef Penny. Yeah, Chef Penny. Some tuna tartar getting passed around.
Totally. So let's see. Sheena is laughing and doing Sofora roll-ups. I just had to notice that because I had to note that because I just love watching Sheena roll Sofora.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing on this show.
And while she's doing that, Ariana is talking about like, for 30 years, I've hated models and like the irony that I'm like dating a model. Ariana, please take a seat.
So Vanderpump enters and she's like, hello. And Sheena goes, hi.
Hi. Hey. How are you? Good.
She did that later. Did you notice that that Sheena did that later at Pandy's house? She's like,
how are you? Good.
It's like her favorite 1-2 combo.
Hi. Right. Hi. I think I'll have one of each of the prime cocktails. Good. Bye. Hey.
We need to collect every Sheena.
Hi.
Yeah, supercut.
Hi.
All the seals come out of the ocean.
All the pelicans from Top Chef.
Top Chef suddenly
start surrounding the show. So Lisa comes in and they're like, and they're talking about how they went to see James and there was all this drama. And Lisa's like, darlings, I let James go so he could rebuild a life. Everything Lisa Vanderpump does is for somebody else. I love that she makes it like, I did it for him. I did James the favor of letting him get a residency.
I wanted him to spread his wings, but unfortunately he's a Kiwi and cannot fly.
And Jack's like, yeah, well, I was just trying to, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt because I love trans. It's like, you don't, darling. You don't. That's always been an accident, and you know it. Never gone out looking for that on purpose. He's like, I meant the music. Leave him alone, darling. Be nice to James La.
James La.
Now that Lala is gone, my heart must go to James again.
He will now be, now that Gigi can't film anymore because she's a dirty whore, and now that Lala is gone because she signed an NDA, now we will have Jar Jar, James. Returning to the pizza oven.
Do we think we're ever going to see Lala again? I feel like she is gone. I mean, this is, to me, reminiscent of Heidi Montag in the last season of The Hills, where she got into a fight with the producers, and it was the last season, and then all of a sudden, with like 4 or 5 episodes left, she just fully disappeared from the show.
Well, I'm not sure, because when they were shooting this summer, everybody was tweeting like, fuck Lala, ha ha ha, whore, when she was gone. And then it was like, Lala quits Vanderpump Rules and makes her face into a bouncy house, news at 10. But then, like, a couple months later, she's like, I'm back, bitches. I'm like, no, you're not. She's like, yes, I am. They're like, whore. She's like, yes, whore. So I'm not sure how it happened.
It doesn't matter. She honestly, even if she's gone, this entire season is because of Lala. I just want to point out, if she had never called those girls winter bodies, then, I mean, we just wouldn't have a season.
Yeah.
Everything stems from that. Everything stems from the winter bodies comment.
Lala.
Oh, Lala. Thank you for the season you gave us, Lala.
So Tom-Tom. Tom-Tom is at a big house for Tom's model shoot.
Yes, and he's getting back into it.
He's like, yeah, I'm talking to one of the biggest agencies in LA, but they want to make sure I still got it.
So who opens the door?
Joe Simpson.
Can we agree he's like on meth, right? Like, he makes Kim Richards look like a teetotaler.
Yeah, except he's like a fat meth head. Like, that guy can juggle a lot of addictions. Like, if you can be a meth head and still get fat, I mean, that is really work. So, you know what? I tip my hat to you, meth head fat person.
Joe Simpson is, something is awry. Something is very, very awry with this man.
Yeah, he looks like, his hair is bleached. It's like bleached blonde. And then it's like really hair, like Aquanet hairsprayed into kind of like a conservative Republican. I'm not really sure what's going on with Joe Simpson, but he's like, he keeps doing this with his tongue. Yeah. He's like,
He's like herky jerky. And like he's got like a Nick Carter hairstyle from, you know, Nick Carter. He's like dressing all young. And he's this guy who used to be a minister and now is like rumored to be a closeted gay man who seems to be on some sort of substance, ogling over Tom Sandoval, and the entire thing just felt strange. He made like, what was that thing he said about like, oh, keep your eyes up and your dick out. Nice dick, bro.
Yeah, it's like girls have tits and, you know, guys don't have tits. So I want your stomach in and your dick out. I was like, oh God, classy.
Yeah.
Classy Joe. But also it's like his bedroom or something. It's like some crappy room with mini blinds. Like, this, what is going on in here? He's probably pissed off that the cameras are with Tom, because he was planning on getting a finger up inside that.
I just don't understand why Joe Simpson is the photographer you turn to. Of all the photographers in this city, and there are thousands, Joe Simpson is the one. That's not going to really, I don't think Joe Simpson, a portrait by Joe Simpson, is necessarily going to get you into Teen Vogue.
Yeah, I have a feeling not, especially when he says things like, hey, my man, welcome to my art space. It's like, oh, my God.
TKO Neil 28 says that Joe Simpson's Instagram is like LOLZ and that we should check it out.
Oh, good. He's terrifying.
Yeah.
So speaking of terrifying, Raquel's face. Okay, Raquel, James's girlfriend, Raquel. You know, it's not nice to make fun of someone's face, but this was not the face she was born with. So I feel like when you put additions onto your face, they're open season. What is wrong with this girl's face? She's 20 years old. She looks crazy. Why is she doing all that to her face? She's young. She looks like she was pretty before.
I didn't really pick up a lot of facial adjustments to her. I mean, but then again, I was also distracted because they like sit down and James is like, I'll have 2 ice waters, please. And I'm like, British accent always makes me distracted from anything that I could be possibly looking at.
She reminds me of in the 80s. Do you remember when they would have like a 3D event on TV and you would have to go to McDonald's and get those 3D glasses?
She's the Captain EO of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes. And you had to like adjust your TV so the colors would look 3D through your glasses or whatever.
Does this
it's
mean
like that face? It's like a slightly fuzzy, you know, Godzilla. You don't understand really what's happening. It's terrifying, but you don't know why. It looks fake, but it seems real enough to scare you at night.
Does this mean that if we win Raquel over with the power of dance and music, she'll turn into Angelica Houston?
You see, that I could respect. Angelica Houston face, I could respect.
If it turns out that James was secretly dating Angelica Houston, I would be very into that.
I would be into it, too. When he was on Watch What Happens Live, he was with a comedian, like a newer comedian, a really big girl, like this really, really big, big comedian girl. And then they had tiny little James sitting next to her. And she was like really body, you know. She was like, here's what I think about James. Like, she was just this big lady. And James was blushing the whole time. And, you know, he didn't look terrified. He looked like, ooh, two ice waters, please, mum. Like, he looked very, like,
very
bashful. Well, so I think he might end up with an Angelica Houston one day.
Maybe.
I would
be sort of into it. And I'd be into it for Angelica Houston's sake. I mean, she deserves, you know, a hot young British guy who has a residency at the Redbury Hotel.
Yeah, and Coke.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be into it.
So, you know, it's James. What I like about James is that he's very current. He's very current with the trend of fake news and alt facts, because he's pushing this agenda with Raquel, saying, well, you know what simply happened is that Ellie jumped into my bed, took some pictures, and then jumped out again. I mean, it's possible. I was drinking whiskey. She could have done it very easily. I'm like, this is so far-fetched, and the fact that Raquel actually believes it, it explains so many things that are happening in this world right now.
Yeah, it really does. And I like that he starts it off with, you know, babe, I'm just too trusting. That's a problem. Just too trusting. I'm too good of a person, babe.
She's like, then it's like really hard to like not have that bit of doubt. Like, are you faithful to me?
And then he goes, if Raquel left me, it would be first my dad, then Lisa, then my girlfriend. I'm like, oh, what a heap of victim.
I know.
What a heap of victim. Jesus, James.
And I don't know what I would do if she took my little Chinese shade. Then I'd be sleeping all out in the open. It'd be
devastating. What if you took my hoverboard and I had to walk? I'd be walking and crying at the same time. It'd be the saddest thing that's ever happened to a human.
What if she took one of my wiggies? Then I'd just be wiggy, not wiggy wiggy. Devastating.
Like when I'm in Sonoma, I'm like, can you be faithful to me while I'm in Sonoma?
And he's like, well, I can do that. I can be faithful if I want to. She's like,
it's like, I love Samoas. I would never betray a Samoa. She's like,
no, Sonoma.
He's like, no, I can't promise you anything there, darling. But if you see a Girl Scout, send her my way, won't you?
Thanks a lot. Okay, no, that's my favorite type of Girl Scout cookie. It's called the Thanks a Lot.
Oh.
So Brittany and Jax go to church.
I was surprised the church did not like spontaneously burst into flames the moment Jax walked in.
It did. Didn't you see the guy sitting behind Jax?
Oh, that's true.
He I was just like waiting for Louis Max Anderson with like Joe. He's like Louis Anderson with Joe Simpson bleach.
Yeah.
But it was longer and parted down the middle. And he sat right behind Jax and just stared at Jax's head like, wow, it's Jax.
I was waiting for Max von Sydow to come in and start exercising some shit. Like, I'm surprised the priest didn't throw himself out the window. You know, like, the power of Christ compels you.
There's something about poor people who go to church. Poor girls specifically who go to church who just have to own at least one dress that looks like Britney's. It's just terrible. It just looks like a disease under a microscope, you know. You can see it like moving. You can see all those little dots moving around, infecting each other and just getting bigger and bigger and taking over cities, you know.
I just want to point out, I just realized this is my second day in a row of making an exorcism joke.
Well, we're watching
something
Bravo.
About Bravo. Something about Bravo brings out the exorcism.
But, you know, it's Exorcists. Also in the human conscious right now because it's all over the news. There's a lot of stories lately about exorcisms.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I see them a lot. And I'm like, why is this in the news? It's just really weird. So maybe it's just seeping into you.
Maybe. Maybe tomorrow I'll make an Ellen Burstyn joke. Wasn't she in it? That's her very intense Thanksgiving impersonation.
So Jax is like, wow, they have TVs in church? Whoa, I could do this. I'm like, they don't play gay porn, Jax. Okay, keep your dick in your pants. Basically, he talks about his church experience, and he didn't know what frankincense was, so he would never get lines in the play.
Yeah.
And he's like, I really like this church, you know? Maybe I could be the director one day.
I feel like the church was run by a character from Beetlejuice. It was just something that was just very wacky about the whole thing. Like, big, odd-shaped suits with bold colors, and it was a lot to take in.
This wasn't standard church. This was like Hollywood church.
Yeah. But it was like a church
everyone just got off heroin a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. They're here. I know, it was. It felt a little bit like one of those churches. Although they did have rainbow flags out front, which I appreciated. I don't know if Brittany's mom would have appreciated that, but you know.
I know. So you go to the gay church. Good job. The broken gay church too. They're all broken gays around there. This church don't put out cookies because people come in off the street and just take all the cookies. Like,
do churches put out cookies?
Oh yeah. What? Hell yeah. Why do you think most of us keep going, boo? Oh,
damn. Well, you know, my
go to church for a cookie.
My synagogue on Saturdays, you know, after services were over, because they'd be like 3 hours long, they'd put out a spread. It'd be like bagels and cream cheese and M&Ms, and it was like the best. We had bagels.
You just described my heaven, basically.
No, yeah,
bagels
seriously.
And cream cheese and M&Ms. That's all I want in life.
That was the best, because when you're a kid and you have to sit through 3 hours of synagogue, and, you know, it's just... it's a lot, but then all of a sudden you get towards the end and you're so hungry and there are fresh bagels with cream cheese and then all those M&Ms. And there was other stuff. I don't even remember what the other stuff was because I would just get bagels and cream cheese and M&Ms every Saturday.
I can't believe Jewish people have to go to church for 3 hours. That's ridiculous. How do you guys keep – like how are you guys still like all Jewish? Like I don't know any Jewish people who are like – not Jewish anymore, and I know so many Christian people who are like, don't do that anymore. But the Jews, like, stay there.
Well, I was raised in a conservative Jewish temple. So there's, like, basically three main sects of Judaism: Reform, Conservative, and Orthodox. So Reform is where it's, like, mostly all in English, and they have some sort of band that plays and a guitar, and it's, like, very light and frilly, and it's short. And then Orthodox is when it's like hardcore and everyone is like kosher and it's it's just like you do all the prayers and you do them all and you do it like multiple times a week. And then Hasidic is sort of like an offshoot. I don't know if it's an offshoot, but Hasidic is at that level because Hasidic and Orthodox are two different things. But like Orthodox people are like the people who wear a yarmulke no matter what. But Conservative is like in the middle. Conservative is... it's like a lot of Hebrew in the services, even though I didn't really know what I was saying. I was just, you just sort of hear these words and you just sort of say them. But yeah, the services would go on for like, you get there at like 9 or 9:30 and then you're not done until like 12 or 12.
Wow, that's a lot. Christians really work at keeping people in the church. They're like, okay, gay people, you're welcome now. Hey, we got a band. We've got huge TVs. Just come back to church in less 10 minutes. Come back.
Well, there are definitely synagogues that are like that, but conservative synagogues, at least in my experience, are not like that too much. They're more just about like 3 hours, like you're going to show up, you're going to pray, the Torah is going to come out, you're going to watch a kid have a bar mitzvah, and then you're going to pray some more, and then you eat a bagel.
Well, I think we can all agree that Christian or Jewish, the best church is Jax's because it lasts 5 minutes. You know, they got wine coolers on their way out and, you know, he's going to get a blowjob after this. Brittany's like, thank you.
thank you.
He gave you a blowjob for this, Jax. You did so good in church. I'm so proud of you. So in Lake Arrowhead.
I'm going to sign off of Instagram Live, by the way. So everyone on Instagram Live, thanks for watching. I'm signing off. Bye.
Lake Arrowhead was your limit, huh?
Yeah, Lake Arrowhead was the end. That's how
you're like,
do
I need some alone time for this, guys. Lake Arrowhead.
Okay, they're gone. We can speak.
Where is Lake Arrowhead?
It's sort of like near Big Bear. Like you go up the mountain, and I think you go left instead of going right.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
So Stassi's at home, and her mom and her mom's new boyfriend are there, and her mom's like, "I was really looking forward to my hysterectomy because I knew you'd come." And it's like, it would be fun to see what you cooked.
It was like the first upbeat hysterectomy story on Bravo. Finally.
Finally, a hysterectomy has a fun bend.
Finally, a hysterectomy story that involves cookie dough instead of sadness.
So Stassi makes her toast and cookie dough. Yeah. And my favorite person of the entire season of Vanderpump Rules enters the screen and a squeal like a little girl. It's Nikolai, the little brother.
Yeah.
He's my favorite. We should all be so lucky to have a Nikolai in our lives.
Yes. Yes, we should. But for Stassi, you know, the good comes with the bad because Katie shows up too.
Katie's like, well, I'm really close with Stassi's mom, so I really wanted to check on her, but also I wanted a chance to talk about what a bitch Ariana is. So yeah. Made the drive.
I know. Seriously, definition of lackey is driving 2.5 hours or 2 hours out of LA up a mountain just so that you could be near Stassi.
But to be fair, she probably called Stassi when Stassi's like, I'm thinking of making cookie dough.
Yeah. Will there be iceberg?
It could like be arranged. The bat symbol, you know?
The Foxy logo goes up in the sky and Katie shows up.
So Katie asks Nikolai, she's like, so Nikolai, Stassi's really upset. Do you have any advice for her? And he's like, well, I've talked to her a million times, so she should already know by now. Love him.
I know. And they have like
a little tiny Ross Perot. She's like, listen, guys, I'm a straight shooter. Right? I'm 8.
And he did win about 19% of the vote this year, so that's pretty amazing. Stassi then just starts crying in front of her brother. It's like Stassi gets real. Stassi's just like, I don't have a boyfriend, I don't have a life. And she's just, I just need you to support me. And she's just fully crying. And the kid's like, I guess I'll pat you on the back before I go back to my Xbox.
Actually, he's like, well, how do you think Patrick feels? Like, he's all alone right now in the world. He has no one helping him. At least you have us, you know? I want to talk to him. I want to help him. You are so sweet. Yeah. Stassi's like, I feel so bad because I gave Nikolai, you know, a father figure. And then I took it away. Nikolai's like, you guys just keep giving up. You got to stop giving up. And she's like, look, Nikolai, all I want is support. All I need right now is support. And he like gives her a little hug and he's like, life's tough, man, especially in your 20s.
Life is pain. Suck it up. That's a quote from Gina Davis in the seminal action movie, The Last Goodbye. I mean, the long kiss goodnight. I mean,
oh, Nikolai, the president.
That's something that Gina Davis says because she is a housewife who turns out used to be an assassin for the CIA, and she'd forgotten about it. And now it's been reawakened because she hit a deer and she bleaches her hair blonde. And then her daughter, played by Mara, what's her face, falls over while she's ice skating. And Gina Davis gives her some tough love.
Oh, I remember. That's when she married that creepy director guy. Remember? And Gina Davis's life was
Rennie
over.
Harlan. Yeah, right.
And then she came back and she did like some TV show about being the president or something.
Yeah, it was like Madam Vice President or something like that. They're like, let's make this into Madam Secretary of TLA instead.
Yeah, pretty much. They were like, we do not need her ex-husband coming by and being an asshole. Like, forget Gina Davis, okay? They need to make like Madam Secretary, but with Nikolai.
Yeah, they do.
Nikolai's secretary. Be like, listen here, Pakistan.
Kid secretary.
How do you think Iran feels? Huh?
There probably was like a 1992 movie about it. Like 1992 is when they always had like, let's make a kid a baseball player. Let's make a kid a president. Let's make a kid the Postmaster General.
The Postmaster General.
I never understood Elvis stamps. We're getting rid of them.
Signed, sealed, delivered, starring Nikolai.
Nikolai plays the dog that you had from the time you were 10 till the time you were 30. Whatever. What's that dog movie?
A Dog's Purpose.
I want to kill that movie. Okay.
A Nikolai's Purpose.
A Nikolai's Purpose. Stassi's like, oh, Nikolai was gone, but now it's a new Nikolai, but he looks different.
Could you imagine, you know, there are all these billboards up and posters around town for Dog's Purpose, and it's just these close-up of a dog's face with these eyes, and can you imagine if it's like a Stassi's Purpose? It's just in every bus shelter, it's a close-up of Stassi's face with her eyes looking down at you.
Stassi's Purpose. Goat cheese balls.
Spoiler alert. Yeah. Stassi did tell us, by the way. Stassi tweeted us to inform us that goat cheese balls are still on the menu at Sir.
Yeah, what the hell? Why do I just get empanadas? every time I go. I don't see goat cheese balls. I'm going to have to go investigate that. And I will soon, madame.
Madame.
So next up is James and Tom.
T-Zone.
James and Tom have lunch. Tom is a very forgiving person because last time we saw them together, Tom was sticking up for James. And James was like, screw you, man. Why would you be friends with those losers?
And then here comes Tom taking James out for tea. And I love Tom ordering. He's like, I'm definitely going to get a London Fog. And James's like, I'm definitely going to get a London Fog too. Wow.
Like, you know, that's a coat, right? So James starts with his whole victim routine. He's like, in Los Angeles, it's not easy being a sober DJ. Okay.
With all those groupies and such.
Spin off.
Yeah.
The sober DJ.
Sober DJ.
Tom, I think DJs are generally sober while they perform, believe it or not. That's a lot of work being a real DJ. It's a lot of buttons to press and remixing and doing all that shit live. I don't think James necessarily does that.
Yeah. But let me tell you one thing. I don't think Flume is drunk. I don't think Flume is drunk. I don't think
Fat Boy Slim has an alcohol problem.
I think Moby is famously sober.
Yes, exactly.
I think DJ Steve Aoki is drinking water.
By the way, did you know that he had to show up and be the bartender on James's
Watch
What Happens Live? I mean, that is so sad. He had to play background to DJ James Kennedy.
And it's also sad that Steve Aoki is someone that we're like, wow, that's so sad that Steve Aoki had to be reduced to that level.
Well, he's talented, and he had to be like behind DJ James Kennedy.
I know.
It was funny though, because James got so nervous he couldn't even do it in front of him. He's smiling. He's like, oh, my mother is a mommy and I love the mommy and Prius and Puss and Puss and Prius.
You know, he's gonna go telling people, I open for Steve Aoki. Yeah. And Avicii too.
Steve Aoki opened for me a beer at Watch What Happens Live, bitch.
He's a guest bartender. I knew Steve Aoki when he was just a bartender.
So they bring up all these rumors about James and the ambush with James. And he's like, I find it flattering that Gigi wants to make it so clear that I've hooked up with her. I've never even slightly hooked up with her. And Tom's like, dude, to be honest, TBH, like, seemed like it happened. Like, I don't mean to grill you. And he's like, well, that's what you're doing right now. Ouch! Me bum.
It's not my fault. The Gigi's a big fan of Mission Impossible and lowered herself into my bedroom, avoided all the lasers, took a picture with me, and then got herself back out of my bedroom. Not my fault that she knows how to do that.
It's like, well, I didn't actually see penetration. If you've got pictures of it, I would masturbate to it. Do you? Yes or no?
He's like, no, I can't admit something that did not happen.
All right, bro. Am I paying for this tea?
Yes, go.
It depends. Are you referring to the drink or are the truth that you're spilling?
And why do they deliver us jackets?
I specifically asked for tea, not a lovely coat. Although I will take the coat.
It's difficult being a sober DJ in LA, wearing a coat in the summertime.
The hardest thing is that my favorite cocktail is called a Burlington Coat Factory. And every time I order one, I get a trench coat instead.
Oh, so Gigi thinks she's a real slicker, doesn't she?
You know what she is? She's a regular old anorak.
I wouldn't have sex with that old duster. Right now. Thank you, Lisa Rinna Collection, for giving me another reference. I'm pretty much out now.
Let me tell you something. When it comes to sleeping with James Kennedy, it's members only.
So Tom is shooting his... Tom is doing some Peter movie.
Peter's gone. Peter has gone many years now on Vanderpump Rules without doing anything too embarrassing, but I'm afraid that run is about to come to an end. Because
I'm telling you, he's like Samson from the Bible. You cut that man's hair, he immediately gains weight and starts thinking he's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, Peter is an aspiring director, and so he and his buddy are shooting a sci-fi film called The Riven. And it's going to be an 8-minute short film that they're going to use to try to get some funding for the full feature length movie. which is going to be a few million dollars. It's going to be a sci-fi thing or whatever. And he described it as Star Wars meets Halo, which is like, you're promoting this on Bravo. I think you get the wrong audience here. You should have been pushing some sort of like Jane Austen movie or something. But, yeah. You know, on the one hand, I just wanted to roll my eyes at it. But on the other hand, I'm like, Vanderpump Rules really does capture the hustle that happens here in Hollywood, because this shit is happening all around us at all times. I mean, we all know people who are making these little movies and they're like, yeah, just do this little movie and like hopefully it'll get funding and it's going to become a thing. And you're like, ooh.
But, you know, I have to say, I actually had a couple of positive things to say about this scene. I was shocked. Jeez.
They had a real camera.
One is that Tom, in his contacts, he's wearing yellow contacts, like zombie contacts.
Yeah.
Adorable. Like, it kind of made his whole Clea DuVall thing work. I was like, oh,
Tom's
I get
Tom's always
it.
Been adorable. I will say that Tom's always been adorable.
Yeah, even he's adorable, but I just mean, like, his whole look, like, with his French braids and his highlights. I'm not into like that a pashmina look, necessarily. But...
And his sci-fi pashmina.
Yes, his, like, Linda Dano pashmina, and his, just, like, his cat eyes, like... It made it work. I was like, I would do you. I see what Joe Brown sees, or Joe Simpson sees Joe Brown.
Joe Brown.
Yeah, I see what Joe Simpson sees in you right now. And the second thing is, wow, special effects have come a really long way.
Yeah.
First of all, Peter has been able to hide being that fat for this long. Second, when they showed the clip of Tom, just kidding, Peter, you're hot. But when they showed the clip of Tom, that's a lot of special effects just standing. It was actually, that's a lot you can do in your house, right?
Yeah, I was surprised because, you know, they shot him in front of a green screen. You know, this was guerrilla filmmaking here, because they were shot him in front of a green screen on the roof, you know, so that this way they wouldn't have to light it. Essentially, they just used the sunshine.
They made him bananas. It was like literally guerrilla filming.
Yeah, it really was. And so I was like, oh, God, this is going to be mortifying. But when they showed the final clip, the special effects were actually really good. I mean, they're much better than Eileen's movie that was in the Burbank Film Festival.
That's true. Now, will Tom get to walk on a bath mat red carpet? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Too early to judge.
But it was funny.
Yeah, it was good.
It was adorable, actually. It was like, it was both. I was rolling my eyes. I was laughing at it. But at the same time, I was actually enjoying that spirit of like, we're just some friends trying to make a movie together. And I loved Tom messing up his rules, being like, I have a message for you, Commander. They're like, oh, it's Captain. Oh, yeah, Captain. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Didn't get it.
Message for you, funny. Commander. Oh, Captain.
Oh, dude, Commander, like Captain, Commander, like, what's the difference?
They're like, it's actually huge in the future.
Okay. The London fog is rolling in, Commander. That's not even the dialogue.
Damn this coat.
Also, the third thing that I was really positive about, I don't have that much in common with Tom, I mean, from looking at this show, but I do have this in common. I shave my whole face as well. I've always done it because it's a very good exfoliator. I learned that from a drag queen a long time ago,
Caroline Manzo.
But when I first got my big wrinkle on my forehead, I was like, oh, my God, but I've been shaving it. And I noticed that Tom's got that now. He's got like a big, deep wrinkle on his forehead. And I know that he feels the same pain I do. Like, you shave your forehead and you still get a wrinkle. What the fuck, bro?
What the fuck? I need another tea.
I'm with you. Love to you, babe.
So afterwards, Tom has like a little bit of a discussion with Ariana. Because the thing is, going back to the alt facts situation, there's a problem wherein Katie, Kristen, and Stassi think that Ariana is very combative, when the truth is that they're the ones who are very combative. But Tom says, nevertheless, to Ariana, could you, like, not be so blunt with Katie? Because, you know, it's Katie. And Ariana's like...
Yeah, she's like, well, I'm like kind of a truth teller, so he's like,
all right, good talk.
It's kind of part of my sketch comedy, like truth telling.
Yeah, she's like, I take sketch comedy very seriously, and I'm seeing this game through, bitch. He's like, okay. She's like, why don't you stop being a little bitch? Like, yeah, freeze. Grocery store! He's like, I'm shopping, but I'm still mad at Katie. So.
I can't promise that I'll stop being blunt, but I will give her a yes and. Listen, you're a bitch. And
you're a bitch too. You're also a bitch.
Yes, and your painting sucks.
Yes, and I knew a lesbian college, and you're also a bitch. So
Great job, Ariana.
Yeah.
So over at Villa Rosa,
Pandy
and Sheena. It's like, right. Ding dong.
It's like the pattern brigade has showed up. Oh my God. A lot of flowers and stuff.
Yes. Pandy looked like she was going to be going to Britney's church.
Girl.
Girl.
It's like, hello, mother. We are here to steal things. Yeah. So they get sangria and vodka, and she's like, I'm throwing a lovely day at the house you bought me for Katie. It is my bridal shower gift. Ooh, party at Pandy's. That's got to be fun. You know that's at 11 in the morning.
Yeah, you could tell, I mean, not to jump ahead too far, but you could tell it was a rockin' party because half the scene was listening to their forks and knives on their plates.
Yeah. I hope that your fork apologizes. So she's going to have a spa day at the house, basically, and Vanderpump is like, you know, she's a chip off the old block, Pandora. She's just like me. She loves throwing a party. Of course she does it in horrible patterns and awful hats.
I mean, it's like a regular Genevon Oi at this point.
I bought her a home in the terrible hat section of Beverly Hills, darling. Can't do it.
So Sheena, is complaining about Katie, and Sheena's like, you know, like, she's not like a real power trip. I mean, like, when I was a bride, I was like a very calm bride. And then they just show a montage of Sheena just being horrific.
How could you do this to me in the year of my wedding? When the music is supposed to start, the music is supposed to start.
Moo dance. Good.
How could you do this in the summer of my wedding?
It's like my favorite Sheena line ever. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So Sheena's like, yeah, but like, it's like Katie, that's like the power of All About Katie is too extreme because like she can say whatever she wants and have no consequences. Meanwhile, Lisa is holding the Jiggy replacement this whole time. He's so fat. He's like being held under the armpits. You know, she's just like bouncing him around. He's trying to sleep. Like, just put the dog down.
Yes.
You have an entire personality away from that damn dog. Let him sleep.
Yeah, you're not at a restaurant. You can put the dog on the floor and let him run around. Not that he would.
He would. He would just fall asleep. And then Vanderpump, of course, is like, well, I'm surprised that Katie is picking on Sheena because Sheena's been a lovely friend. It must be because they're hanging around Stassi Schroeder.
Everything is Stassi's fault.
Everything, yeah. Well, I mean, it usually is. So
Of course we stopped immigration in this country because of people like Stassi Schroeder.
Like, wait a minute. Wait a second.
Donald Trump never used to be like this, but ever since Stassi's gotten back in the fold with Kristen and Katie, he's just been off the rails.
You know, Iran shot a missile the other day. It's because of Stassi Schroeder.
You know, Betsy DeVos, you know, she's normally wonderful, but then Stassi's in the mix, and next thing you know, privatizing education.
So, the garage.
The garage over in Culver City.
Yeah, it's a groomsmen meeting in Culver City. What are these people doing in Culver City? Who lives up there?
I was like already very offended. All the groomsmen were there, and then they're ordering drinks, and Carter's like, maybe some picklebacks? I was like, oh my God, Carter speaks. His first line of the season.
It was weird. It's like Kenny spoke, and then he died. Don't forget that, Carter. Do not forget that.
Yeah.
So Tom's like, yeah, so the bachelor thing, I was really hoping that like we could all just dress like chicks because like what guy hasn't looked in the mirror and like wondered if they'd make a hot chick?
Probably a lot of guys.
And Carter's the only one who's like,
he's like, when is this season over? I'm sick of being on this show.
He's like, isn't it sorry enough I have to sleep with Kristen on national TV? I have to do this too? Like, Jesus, yeah. I'm willing to pay 50% now. Okay, guys, I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. I didn't really understand this idea of, like, let's dress in drag. And it also feels like a little bit of an outdated thing. Like, even if it were, like, 3 years ago, it would have been something. But I feel like nowadays there's this whole thing of, like, dressing in drag, like, there's no inherent comedy in it anymore. Not that I'm not offended by it, but I just feel like the joke has kind of ended, right?
Yeah, it's like you guys, I'm sure you stuck your dicks in each other sober or like dress like men when you're drunk. You can do it dress like women too. Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it, guys.
And then Tom's like getting way too into it. He's like, so I'm not saying we have to tuck our wieners between our butt cheeks, but I'll probably do that.
Yeah, but I did get us some tape. We're like, whoa.
So Pandy's party. So Pandy's having this party, and she's like, well, I wanted it to be just the four of you, but I guess it's going to be eight now. She's like, I'm surprised you're letting them into your house.
It turned into Cribs Pandy edition, and it's just like, all right, here's my TV area that has one chair in it, and here's the piano room, which is oversized, and here's the flower beds, and here's a pink room.
Yeah, Pandy's that kind of girl who eats like chicken poppers in bed while she watches TV, because no one uses that TV room.
That TV room
is like two stiff chairs. Like who watches TV like that?
Yeah, that actually really bothered me. I think
me too. We are
professional TV watchers. When I saw that, I was like, Pandy, yes. Do you not have friends that come over and watch TV with you?
Girl, I've been saving up to buy a zero gravity chair so I could watch TV upside down. Like, if you like TV, you need to find a way to be as comfortable as possible in front of that damn thing.
Yeah, it was stuck in the corner. That piano had way more space. I resented it.
Yeah. So does Stassi. She's like, who has pianos?
What is a piano anyway? This is the strangest bar I've ever seen.
And Katie's like, her house is goals. I'm like, yeah, you're totally going to get this house once you finish paying off your first house, which is your shitty wedding that nobody wants to go to on a Wednesday. Stupid.
Can I buy a house in tea towels?
So she's got the massage people and all these other things, which we'll get to in a moment. Yeah. But first, let's go to the office itself, which I totally use all the time.
All the time.
She's like, hello, ups. Yes, you have a delivery, darling. I'm so glad you have my personal office line. Glad you called. How about you leave it downstairs? I'll be there in a moment. Yes, in front of the dildo shop. Thank you for calling me, darling.
Does Vanderpump have a new store, by the way, that's all about like doggy toys or something? I've been seeing a lot of pictures of these I've seen two pictures on Instagram. One is, it seems like there's something on 3rd Street that's like a place where you can buy like pet toys or maybe clothing. And then I've seen pictures people have been taking of a line of doggy merchandise. And there's something, there's like a hanky stuffed swan that you can buy, which I kind of want to get.
Oh my God. A hanky stuffed swan.
Yeah.
It bites you.
Yeah. And passes quiet judgment.
So back at so Jax basically wants to borrow. He's like, can we borrow clothes because we're gonna be drag queens? Like, do you have any old costume jewelry? And she's like, darling, do I look like I have old costume jewelry? Yeah. Of course I do. Come over in an hour.
I'm like, I'm not sure if you do, but I think your dogs do at this point.
And I'll know where you are because they've all got GPS trackers in case Rocio tries to get smart again.
I thought it was actually a little insulting because, I mean, Jax, how fat do you think Lisa Vanderpump is?
I know, she's like,
I would have fired him on the spot.
You can try my house and then Pandy's party should be over soon. You'll find something there.
Doesn't Katie have a sarong? You can just throw on some sort of sack.
So back over at Pandy's, the girls are getting massages. They switch up. Some girls get massages and some girls get hand peels.
Yeah.
So I just love that Pandora is like worried about the exterior of her hands. That's funny to me. She's like, look at that. I'm getting a layer of hand taken off.
Better for the piano.
My husband likes them smooth. So the massage girls are... I don't know how they're split up.
Well, the hand peel girls are Sheena and Ariana and Stassi and I think Katie.
Okay, so Sheena is like, obviously, we're doing joint things and, like, obviously, you seem like you're obviously fine with Stassi. So, like, and Stassi goes, what do you mean? Like, she's the one that doesn't like me. And Ariana laughs. And she goes, I'm laughing because it's funny. And it's funny because it's true.
And ultimately, they come to this very strange truce wherein Ariana basically tells Stassi that she'll try to have an open mind about her in the future, and she just wants to have fun.
Yeah. She's like, I will not apologize, but I'll have an open mind. And Stassi's like, that's so nice.
I like that you are treating me like the abortion debate.
Yeah, Ariana's like, look, the truth is, like, the other day at painting, I just wanted to have fun. She's like, oh, okay, well, great.
Yes, this is going to last.
So yes. At lunch...
By the way, and at lunch, Pandora is so passive-aggressive, she served up a big bowl of pasta. So cruel to do that to
Katie. Who cares about a waistline when you've got smooth hands? Am I right, girls?
Like, a little something for your winter bodies.
Theme of the season. So Katie's like, so thank you for this lunch. Did certain people say I'm sorry to other people?
Ugh. Yeah.
So awkward. And Ariana's like, I will be eating my pasta. I'm just going to ignore this bitch. And yes. Stassi's like, look, I don't want her to say sorry because it's like so much pressure. Like, I mean, even if they are sorry, it's like, and it's genuine, it's like going to come out that it's not genuine. And Sheena's like, we already talked. So, yeah. Like, we already talked about it. She's like, well, but this is something I don't want to force. But before anyone eats another bite, I expect an apology because it would make myself feel better. I'm like, oh, God, there we go with myself.
Yeah, Katie trying to find a way to turn the Stassi and Ariana thing into a Katie thing. And she's like, it's just that this is like a once in a lifetime thing for me. And like, I kind of feel like I deserve an apology. It's like, shut up, Katie.
Shut up, Katie.
And then so now she's like...
I'm not the type to say it's about me, but like, it is about me. And Kristen's like, yeah. They just show Kristen nodding like a crazy person. It's like, okay, Kristen, we know where your opinion lies. You don't have to nod like someone's pulling too hard on your damn bit.
Yeah. Yeah, Katie, I mean, I don't think she even knows what the fight is for a moment. She's just sort of trying to find her footing, and then finally she's like, oh wait, oh yeah, so that was awkward how you were looping me into the bridal shower thing, and that's like, I don't know, and now you're like distant, Sheena, and now you're friends with Ariana. And Sheena's like, I'm sorry. It's like, you've and then of course, you know, Sheena starts, you know, telling Katie that she drinks too much, and that makes Katie mad. And she's like, I don't want to look like an alcoholic or an insubordinate person. I'm like, insubordinate? Like,
what? She's so stupid.
So, yeah, but you're mean. You're just mean. Like, you only are mean to me when you have a drink.
And she's like, well, I'm so sorry that I look like a drunk. I'm like, you are a drunk. And she's like, when she's drinking, she's aggro and she's irrational. And Katie just looks like, you see what I have to deal with, everybody?
Yeah.
You see what I have to deal with? And she goes, like, that is so unfair. It's like despicable. And Sheena goes, a lot of people say it. And she's like, well, a lot of people also say that you're fake. And she's like, like, you can't call her fake when she's being totally honest.
Yeah, she's being
it
totally.
It doesn't even make sense.
I know. And Sheena, at this point, she just breaks. She's like,
anti-good.
She's just like, I'm sick of it. And she throws down her napkin and she's like,
why are you even friends with me? I'm sick of it.
And then Katie,
I don't want any prime cocktails.
And then Katie does that thing that's so annoying when she, you know, she does almost like the Kenya Moore thing where Katie pokes and prods and is obnoxious. And then when Sheena finally flips out, she's like, calm down.
Yeah, she goes, you see, all my wedding events are tainted by like assholes. Okay, yeah. just to remind everybody who the asshole is, here's a Katie quote from earlier in the scene.
I can't handle somebody that's got negativity between someone else surrounding something that's supposed to be an amazing time for me.
She's just the worst.
She is the worst. Now, did you notice, you know, that Lisa Vanderpump decorated this whole house because... the bathroom, first of all, she didn't even get to go inside. Pansy's like, go to the pool bathroom, please. It's like, it's the same bathroom in the Garden of Pump. It's the exact same thing. It's lit the same way. It's painted the same way. Lisa's like, just go do the same thing at Pandora's house, darling. So anyway, Sheena's in there. She's like, meh, 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 meh. and they're trying to bring her down. And Katie tells us, like, the thing, oh no, she tells the girls, she's like,
yeah, she'll use.
Like, the thing is with me, like, I'm so nice, but if you cross me, and Stassi goes, yeah, you're scary. She eats pasta.
See, and that's the thing, is that Katie was inherently crossed when she was served a bowl of pasta.
Are you kidding? That's like the nicest thing you could ever do for Katie. It's like the one time she can do it outside of a closet.
Yeah. Well, she gets happy, but then she starts to remember that she has a winter body, and then she starts to get angry.
Well, I just want, you know, Tom's like a bird, and I just want him always flying north.
So Katie and Sheena have a little private talk, and basically they just start to cry and hug.
But Sheena coming back to the table is so good. She's like,
guys, I'm just gonna say, like, fine, if I'm fake, then I apologize, and I'm gonna leave.
And Katie goes, oh my god, now you're leaving? She's like, well, do you want me to stay? Like, yes. Yes, I do.
Like, all right, let's go talk.
It was like a sixth grade party. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I witnessed that happen when I was like in middle school or younger.
Oh, so funny, this episode. So Vanderpump, the boys go over to Vanderpump's and try on clothes.
It's sort of like a nothing scene. It was like one of these like, oh, let's have a scene where we're wacky in my closet again. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And they're all, I think they say, they're like, I've never seen this closet. You guys were just in there like last season.
Yeah, don't you remember Lisa's topless photo that you were jerking off to?
Yeah. So Tom and Katie go on a date, and it starts out so well.
Yeah. Yeah. They go to dinner, and Tom is telling, I actually don't even know how they got into this fight. They pretty much sat down, and Katie's like, well, you know what? And Tom's like, Katie, gosh, your emotions. And I was like, wait, what's happening?
Well, he's wearing his wedding ring. He's wearing his engagement ring. And she's like, oh, my God, I love your enthusiasm. You're not going to take that off, right? And he's like, well, I will if there's a hot girl in the room.
She's like, Bubba.
So he starts poking at her. And then he's like, well, I just, you know, we talked about Ariana, and I think it's going to be okay. And everything's been settled with Ariana, but I guess Katie won't accept that. And she's like, well, it's my fucking day. And like, stop defending her. Like, this is what I didn't want.
She
like,
cast a shadow on my day.
A shadow within a shadow.
It was a shadow. She must really hate Groundhog's Day. It was like February 2nd was going to be a special day for me. And then like this groundhog came out and saw its shadow. And I'm like, great. It was supposed to be sunny and now it's going to be winter.
So he's like, come on. She said she would try. It's going to be okay. She's like, if you want to be an asshole, shithead, piece of poop, then you'll just keep defending her. And he's like, but she said she's okay. And she's like, yeah, well, everyone thinks that Tom is so adorable and sweet. But guess what? I'm not interested in Mr. Adorable and Sweet. I'm not interested in Mr. Goodfeet. She goes, I'm more interested in Mr. Good Fiance. My God. And then she goes, for 6 years, I've been my only support system besides Hidden Valley.
How can he do this to me? Despite those orthopedic shoes.
And he's like, are you drunk?
Yeah, that's my
thing. Like, I'm just trying to eat the sliders, okay? I would have ordered a salad. At least just enjoy these sliders.
I love it because every time she starts going, she gets drunk and she goes off the rails. And then immediately someone says, you're drunk, aren't you? And that gets her even more off the rails. She's so insecure about that. I love it.
She probably is drunk.
Yeah.
And she's so mad about it. And she goes, I've been working myself to the bone for this wedding. I'm like, show me one.
Yeah.
One. Even your elbow would count at this point.
Yeah, if you've been working yourself to the bone, you would have put a line in the RSVPs, okay? You would have chosen a better font. You would have had a Friday wedding at the very least.
Yeah, wingdings. She's like, I didn't ask her to be a bridesmaid for this very reason. She's an elitist.
She's a self-entitled, elitist, stuck-up person. And Tom goes, it's called being emotionally mature. She's like, ugh.
He's basically like, grow up. And then they showed this lady at the bar who was just watching the whole thing. She's not even being subtle. Her head is turned all the way around. She's like, but watching the whole thing. It was so funny. And then Katie runs off basically crying. And at least they didn't drive. Like she had her own Uber.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I'll just eat this hamburger then. And then he goes, she definitely drank today.
Oh, you know, she clearly has a problem, but I hope she doesn't fix it because it's too entertaining.
Oh, God, she's unbearable enough as a drunk. Could you imagine her sober?
No, I can. Thanks. It was called last season.
Oh, yeah. She was a horror show.
Yeah. No, we like her. We like Tequila Katie. She's awful, but we like Tequila Katie more than Sober Katie. So,
yes,
I'm going to stick with it.
Most people aren't drunks. Most people are drunks because they're just easier that way. Life is easier for them, and our life is easier as well. So,
yeah,
keep it up. Keep it up, Katie.
Yeah,
I support you.
Should I try to find these the things that she wrote on Sex Unique Podcast page? It's only like four things. Okay, I found it.
Sure.
So first, one post she goes, desperate much? I'll clog your drains with my cum rags. But she put cum rags in quotes because I think it was I don't know. And then on another one, she just goes, you're sad. And then another one, she goes, you're lucky to have been there, LOL. Because I guess the Sex Unique Podcast lady was at the roast from like 2 weeks ago. And then there's a picture where she goes, Kitty goes, starting a GoFundMe to take this garbage down. Get a life, Lara. I thought we were cool. Guess not. V-gross.
Oh, God. That's why you can't become friends with these people. They get all, like, upset. Like, yeah. I'm supposed to be an asshole. That's the point.
Be careful, Stassi. Be careful.
I'm sure.
I am so scared of Stassi, I have to say. I'm like, I have a lot of mixed emotions about the fact that she's following us. Because on the one hand, the fan in me is like, this is the best day of my life. The podcaster in me is, this is the scariest day of my life. And the human in me is, I need a career.
All three of me are like, I'm hungry and have better things to do than think about this.
Well, maybe we'll all wind up at Sir one day, and we'll just have a moment with goat balls.
Goat balls it up. Goat cheese balls it up.
Well, that's it. We did
Alrighty.
It.
Alrighty. We did it.
We did it. Another fun episode of Vanderpump Rules and Watch What Queer Pins. So everyone, thanks for listening to our little old show here. You can find us on social media, et cetera, Facebook, our new Instagram channel, which is super fun, and you know the deal. And tomorrow we're doing our listener spotlight again. And if that's something that you want to be involved in, if you want to be featured on the listener spotlight feature, then you go to patreon.com. And you sign up at the Listener Spotlight tier. And the way it works is that when it's your turn, we'll ask you to send in a recording. And then once everyone has sent in a recording, we'll have a new topic and we'll go through it again. So everyone get involved.
Do it, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.